coming to you from sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the Paper Stack Podcast, where we cover current topics in the note industry, give you tactics for your note business, and talk with industry leaders to make you a better note investor. And now, your hosts, Brett Berkey and Rick Allen.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Paper Stack Podcast. I am Brett Berkey, and there's no Rick Allen. Rick Allen is at a softball competition, so just me today. So hopefully I will be entertaining enough to keep you guys' eyes open and ears open. So we are doing something different today, which is going to be kind of cool. I have the pleasure of having Nathan Turner of the Earnest Investment Fund on today to talk about something he did. For some crazy reason, he decided to take over a note conference.
I did.
And I find that fascinating because that's a pretty ballsy move to actually, you know, because I think you purchased it in, well, you purchased it in
22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess we were starting to all get back into the swing of things by that point. But I want to know why you did it. And what was the reasoning? There's got to be the mindset's different. The mindset's different than you're trying to be an investor, maybe it's to make more contacts. But first off, tell the listeners what conference you even bought.
Yeah. So I took over, it's called the Diversified Mortgage Expo. So that last year, when I ran it for the first time, that was the 8th annual. And then this year is the 9th annual, but actually just my second time running it.
Wow.
So it's okay. Me and my wife, we run the whole thing. This year, my daughter's coming.
Oh, cool.
My middle daughter, she's 16. She's the only one of my kids that has expressed any interest whatsoever in the business. And she's the one that can afford to take some time off of school. So she's going to come with us and be a helper, a gopher.
She out of school by that time, or is that
pretty good? Not yet. She's still got a few weeks left after that. She's 11th grade this year. So she does real well in school. Okay. So she can afford to take a little time off. Yeah, no, I was just going to say so before me, this was Liz Broom Smith and Kimberly Banks Bossett, a couple of ladies I highly, highly adore. They're just such fantastic ladies, but they were the ones running it before. And they came to me, Liz had it at that point, and she came to me and she said, you know, looking at selling this, her and her husband, they have since bought a house, but before that they were just living in an RV. That's what they do. They travel around Mexico, Canada, US, Iceland. They just go all over the place and they do like a video diary, whatever you call that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a vlog, like a video.
Yeah. So a lot of fun, but she said like, our lifestyle doesn't really work very well for running a conference. I'm like, yeah, no, I get that. Makes sense.
I get that. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So she was just ready to sell it off and have somebody else take over. And I'm so glad she thought of me because yes, 100%. As soon as she said, are you interested? Immediately, I was like, 100% yes.
Really? You didn't even think, like, what's it going to take or any of that stuff?
No. So like I've run large events before, just through my church service, and we've done like youth conferences, both my wife and I. Separately and together, like big stuff where we'll take like 80 kids and we'll drive 6 hours to go and visit some places and things like that. So like we've done some pretty big things. For me, the number one thing is, so my very first note conference was 2009 Noteworthy in New Orleans.
Okay.
And immediately when I went in there, I was blown away by just the group. People knew what I was talking about, first of all, and knew way more than I did. So they were able to help me on my journey in notes, in figuring out how to do it better, different opportunities that exist, different resources that I didn't even know that I needed, all of those kinds of things. So building on that, I've gone to a bunch of note conferences and other conferences since then. And I've always seen the value in just getting together in person with people, and just, you know, there were a few times where I had done business with people on the and just over the phone that we've never met. And then the first time we met was at a conference, and it makes such a difference where we'd already even done some business together, but now we've actually met each other. We've, you know, hung out for a little bit, whatever. It just makes such a difference.
That is such a true thing, man. Like it was Demi in Sarasota Yeah, you were there. I got to meet Chris Sevigny and Jamie Baker for the first time, like, in ever, you know, and but I had known him for years. Like, I walked up, I was like, you're real, man. Like, you know, like, you're a real person.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so weird. I feel like I know you so well, just because I've, like, talked to you on the phone 50 times, you know, but never actually met him in person. Very true. There's a lot that actually comes out of conferences that it changes things. Like, I had a friend, Alex Del Toro. Tori, I can't ever get the last name right. I'm going to swear. Alex, one of our investors on the site, and would talk a lot. He'd call in about questions, whatever. But then he just was a fun guy. We'd chat. And, you know, he's a really smart guy too. So I love those conversations where I get get to talk to somebody very smart, what they do with the seller financing and land and all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then he would talk about different books. You need to read this. This is the strategy. And so, you know, I get a wealth of information. And then I was like, you need to go to Node Expo. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I'll go up to Node Expo. And I went up there and went out to dinner. And it's great for us, because then he tells us, you know, this is what we should, you know, and maybe add to the site, all these things like that. But then it's ever since then, it's like, you know, he's a buddy. You know, like, he was already a buddy, but they're like the levels of buddies, they become, it changes. You know, it's like, you know, that now he's like, you know, he got to meet my wife. He just was down here for something. There's like a fund and rise. It was right here in Orlando. It was a conference, and we went to dinner with him, and he met my wife. You know, and then he's like, "You guys should definitely come out to where he lives in Cyprus. You know, come out to Cyprus. You know, check it out. You know, we're already planning Cancun trips." But all that escalated from the fact of the value of being in front of somebody, and actually, we forget these. Everyone's over Zoomed. You know, everyone's, you know, Zoomed out. You know, like, it's like, oh gosh, another Zoom meeting. Actually going and being, that's why we come to the office. I hope they don't hear that, because Mike will laugh at me, because only a couple days. But, like, you know, like, we come in the office and we actually sit down and have the meetings. So there's a lot more to it than even life over Zoom meetings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the Zoom stuff, all the online things, like, it's good. And it's good to be, it, you know, it gives us a chance to at least see each other's faces, but there's no substitute for being in the same room, and you have different conversations. I don't know what it is, but you just do, you can get to know each other.
You were a snowboarder with long hair at one time. I didn't know that. Like, I was like, what? You
that was me.
Long hair. I was like,
back when I had some. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the people that are like, DM me. All right. So when is it, first off?
So it is May 31st, June 1st in Nashville. We are at the Hilton Nashville Airport. So not the one right at the airport, but the one that's just, it's 10 minutes off from the airport. There's a shuttle that goes there and everything. Like, it's real easy to get to.
Oh, really? Is that the same one from last year?
Yeah, same one as last year.
Okay.
It's good. It's a good site. Yeah. And we'll see. We're looking at some other places this year, and we'll see if we want to change it up for next year, but we like it. I like, so Nashville, first of all, I'd never been to Nashville before last year, and it's a ton of fun. It's just a really cool city. Yeah. And I wanted something that was central, something either on central or mountain time zone, so that nobody was traveling more than a 2-hour time difference. Cause I've done that, and it's hard to go a 3-hour time difference. Something where there was axe throwing, so we could do our axe throwing tournament.
You never would have thought that would have been a requirement for a conference, but axe throwing. But yeah, when he told me that, I was like, so what, you're gonna let people drink and then throw axes? I was like, yeah, I might stand behind them, but even that's dangerous. They might throw that behind them. So I was like, I don't know.
Nah, it works great.
Nice.
A lot of fun. We did that last year, and we had Dan Turner was our champion last year. It was my wife and him in the finals, and Dan actually ended up winning.
That's cool.
So we'll see. We needed a new champion this year.
Nice.
He's got bragging rights for the next year.
I played darts in my garage. I don't know if this is the same thing, but
basically.
Yeah. Basically just a little heavier.
Yeah.
My brother got into that. He actually got a nice axe, but he's the kind of guy that gets into all kinds of, like he's the Frisbee golf guy, or first guy to do pickleball. You know, he's always the odd. I think he plays sports that he can drink beer at. I think that's what I really would have boiled down to at the end of it. I was like, all these, do you fish too? And he's like, no, I don't fish. I was like, okay, well, there's a correlation here. I think it's all around, you can hang out with your buddies and do this, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay.
So I got to tell you my claim to fame. My claim to fame is My wife's younger brother, my brother-in-law, he invented the sport of axe throwing.
Oh, nice.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
So he was the one that came up with like all the rules and everything. And now you can go pretty much every major city. There's at least one place where you can go throw axes.
Oh yeah.
That was my brother-in-law. He started that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. They had one here in Orlando at one point. They had it in Orlando downtown. We were going to do it after some event. I think 2020 came around. And I think that kind of like messed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us more about, so it's in Nashville, May 31st, June 1st. Tell us, what's the speaker lineup and why should someone be interested in going to that?
Let me get the schedule here. We have got, like, I was so proud of what we put together last year. We had just such great content. And so that was, you know, I kind of feel the pressure. I want to make sure we can do that again. I really think we've done that again. And I think we'll be able to continue doing that because there's such great people in the space that are willing to just talk about what they do. So super excited. I mean, we've got, I'm going to start talking about just like, welcome to the journey is the title of my talk. And I'm just going to talk about where I have been and how I got to where I am today. And just to let people know, like it's not impossible at all, but you can totally do this. You just need to know some of the rules and that's why we're here and we can learn all together. So we've got that. We've got somebody coming from Mortgage Bankers Association talking about current market conditions. And they've got all kinds of charts and data and everything that's going to help you to know where we've been and where they think at least we're going. And I think that's going to be very interesting. We've got talking about different kinds of notes you can do, firsts and seconds, performing, non-performing. We'll talk about some other kinds of notes in there as well. We've got a lunchtime session from Quest IRA talking about IRAs and how you can use those or somebody else's to invest into your own deals. And just some education on that. What a collateral file looks like, what you're looking for, what are different people looking for? So we've got like an attorney on there, a servicer, and just like a regular note buyer.
You're going to do so that one right after lunch?
Different perspectives.
I don't know. I don't know if you should do that one right after lunch, man. That's going to be a tough one. I'm joking.
It's going to be great. Sourcing product, that's a big one. I mean, I get asked all the time, where do you go to find notes? And I said, well, first check PaperStack. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, go to conferences. You meet people. And so we've got people there that are selling notes. And so you want to talk to these guys because that's where you find notes. That's where I found all my notes until PaperStack came along.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, that'll be nice. That sounds like a good lineup so far, man. I'm actually definitely already picking out two or three of those I want to attend, like especially... I want to know the other types of notes you were talking about. You got me intrigued. And I don't want to ask. I don't want to sound like I probably already know that, but
that's no, it's cool. We got like some short term. I was hoping to get somebody there that does raw land, but they weren't able to make it, which is unfortunate. But
I can get someone there on last minute to get raw land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk. Yeah. Alex.
He's your guy.
Yeah. That's cool. What he does. He parcels up land. He gets big tracts, parcel, seller finance. Sells the notes on PaperStack.
See, that's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, I hope he's going to be there. Yeah, we'd love to hear from him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. Yeah.
We can go on and on and on and on. Yeah. You can check all this out on the website.
Check it out. I know Rick's got one, right? Rick's on there for something.
Rick's on there and talk about technology, different kinds of technology. And like, I know PaperStack's got some cool stuff coming out. And so we're going to talk about that and how that can elevate your note business. So, I mean, on and on and on. There's so much stuff. That's not even all of what's on day one. We've got a guy talking about capital raising, how you can use social media to raise capital, which is, I've been using them for a few months now, and it's working very well.
I always thought that was a no-no. He must know something that I don't. Because I remember there was like some people were saying you can't do social media unless it's like Reg A or something like that. I want to hear that.
Reg C... like 506C, you can solicit for accredited investors only. So, I mean, there's some things you need to put in there and make sure you're making sure.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what these guys are there for.
That makes sense. I guess I do see a lot of ads, especially from this guy, BAM, right now. He's blessed. I don't know if you've seen him. BAM Investment. No. They're BAM Good Investments. I'm like, that's a good line, man. I was like, they are pretty BAM good.
Yeah, but that's, like I say, they're just on and on and on. We've got all kinds of stuff.
You're going to have ice cream, right?
Ice cream. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. I'm in.
Ben and Jerry's. So, I mean, like, we're not talking like your cheap ice cream bars. No.
Ben and Jerry's.
This is the real deal.
Cool. Yeah, no, and I remember last time, the good thing about it is that after everyone got done, there was a sponsored night thing where people sat around and ate food. And really cool because the way they have the table set up there, it's all circulars. So yeah, it's not like someone doesn't seem like they're left out. That's how I remember it was like, yeah, like the roundabout kind of chairs where everyone kind of can sit around and it's almost like a, if they had lit a bonfire in the middle, it would have been like, but of course, I'm not going to do it in the middle of the hotel. But that same idea of like everyone sitting around in a circle, everyone can chat and talk. And it was good. And the good part about it is like, everyone hung out right downstairs. So when you're like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and go. You just don't have to go anywhere else, but just up.
No, and that's the thing. Like, again, for me, what has been so useful for conferences is the networking. And I mean, the classes are great and all the content, absolutely. And I learn stuff every time in any conference I go to. But really, you want to be there to meet other people. I remember going back years ago where I was going to, I don't know, half a dozen different conferences a year. And I was just getting tired. And so I said to my wife, like, I don't know if I want to go to this one. And she's like, no, listen, every time you go, you come home and you talk about this new person that you met or this company that's out there providing this kind of service or whatever. Or you learn something from one of the speakers. She's like, every single time you come home with at least one thing where it's going to change our business and help bring it up to the next level. And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. Sure enough, she's right every time.
Yeah, she's right about that. It's so true, man. Back in the day, we used to have a I used to have a dossier where I would, when we were first getting going, like I would have a print off of all the people that were going to the conference, and I would base them off the, this is old school. I would base them off their likes and stuff like that, and I say, okay, this is Rick guy, this is the TJ guy, this is my guy, my gal, this is Mike's guy or gal. Like we'd kind of, and I'd hand it to him on the plane, like, no, study those faces. Those are your people to talk. And they're like, what? I was like, just we'll get a lot faster this way than just try to randomly run into good stuff. And we'd go through and boom, 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 boom. And it was like, dang. So we just did that at the last conference down at, which was a new market, which is private lenders. We're trying to move more into that private lender space. We have a new product for them. And so I don't know any of them, so, but like I knew who I wanted to talk to, like I was like, I'm going to talk to this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. And I got done. Like first, like it's, I don't know, like a couple hours, like, and I was like, I don't know, Rick, I'm done. Like we could stick around, but I've accomplished my mission. Like, mission accomplished. Let's rock and roll. And so that was, but that's, you're right. You always do come home with a nugget. I came home with a nugget from Vegas that was eye-opening in terms of how people are using AI now for outbound marketing. And I was, it's weird how far we've come and how we're almost passing like the Turing test, which is basically where you can determine if you're talking to a human or robot. It's, yeah, I'll show you. It's called Raya AI. It's yeah. Oh, dude, it's, I was like, that's crazy. And the person on the other end doesn't even know that they're talking to AI. And this guy has like thousands of offers out and all, he trained the model on his self over all his conversations and over time. And now it just speaks like him, knows how to make offers based off leverage. I'm like, dude, and he just spilled the, like, he kind of spilled the beans a little bit, but then we're like, it was with Alex. I was like, we're taking him out to dinner. It's like, oh hell yeah. I was like, we're taking him out to dinner. So we took him out to dinner. I was like, and keep going. You were saying, it's kind of kept going. I was like, this is awesome, dude. But right, you walk away with a couple gems that you're just not going
Every
to
time.
consume, and you're.
Well, and then you bring up another point, like prepare. So we use the Hoova app, which
Yes.
is a fantastic conference app. It's really, really good. We open that. We're opening that like May 1st.
Oh, wow.
So people can start networking and start setting up meetings and whatever. Like you can start doing that a month out,
That's
where you
nice.
can start getting those connections set up. So use that. And then that app is actually open for 3 months after the conference. So if you met somebody there, and you're like, oh yeah, we started this conversation. Well, now you can use that Hoova app to keep in contact if you didn't get their information for some reason.
No,
But yeah, it's
I
all
know that,
about.
which is the WHOOBA, Hoover. Yeah, I've used that a lot, and I do keep it open for a while because there's a new style of business card up. I'm not too hot to trot on, which is the new QR code straight to your contacts.
I don't love that.
I don't either. Cause like, you know, you go down and like hanging out like at the restaurant or the bar, and you're like, oh, let me get contact information. You scan like 50 people's things. You're like, the next morning, you're like, how do I find them in my contacts?
Exactly.
I actually, you know, I actually created an Apple shortcut and made a shortcut and basically said, make me a shortcut and show me the last 50 people I added to my phone.
Oh, that's
the only
makes
way I
sense.
could find. I had to hit the shortcut and it would show me the last, but then I'm like, well, still, like, what am I gonna do? Like, make a group out of this? Like, you know, like I was like, I just like the business cards. Cause then I just go like this, read it, look it, write it, then I kind of chunk it. But like then I have it, and then I put it into like a CRM or something like that. There's an opportunity there people are missing. Like if you can make the QR code go into a CRM system, you're onto something. Otherwise, it's just into the ether. You know, so that's
I'll get a business card and then I'll write notes on it so I remember who it is or what we talked about or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I can use that. So this whole QR thing, same thing. Like, I don't remember whose thing I scanned or.
We do, me and Mike used to do, we were big fans of Evernote. That's something, a tool we use a lot. And so after each one, we would take a picture of the card and then we would talk into the microphone, like recorded exactly what we said. And that would go into the Evernote, the note that we were creating on whatever conference it was. And
that's good.
Here's a shared notebook or note on everything. And it's a lot easier when you're speaking it out because you're like, you know, you brain dump real fast, you know. A lot of times I'll write notes and I'm like writing on my hand. I'm like, I can't even read my own handwriting. You know, like, you know, it's like, what did I mean by that? When I speak it out,
that's good because sometimes I'll write on the card, I'm like, guy with glasses or something like that.
Yeah. And you're like, what was the context for this? You know, So that's cool. I'm excited. That's cool. So we're about a month out. Tickets still on sale?
Yes. So here's the deal. So the early bird ticket pricing expires April 30th.
Oh, okay.
So if you're seeing this and you're like, oh my goodness, it's May 1st,
right?
Here's what you do. You go and use PaperStack's link.
Okay.
If you use PaperStack's link, you get early bird pricing still all the way up until the conference.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So
I'll let people know that too.
Yeah. Make sure you use your contact. Again, it's all about relationships. So we're kind of trying to make that point.
Okay.
That you use your relationships, use your contacts. That's the point, is leverage those relationships that you've been making. So use that, save $100. If you want to pay an extra $100, that's fine. But
yeah. We'll put the link. We'll make our own PStack link on. I'll put it over the screen where it's a shorter link so they can just type that in and it'll redirect to wherever it needs to go. Or at least we'll put it in the description, one of the two. So at least they can find it there, click it there, or just have it on the screen. Or I'll put a QR code on the screen and they can scan it.
You could do that too.
I'm just joking. I will actually, but like I was just making fun of QR codes a second ago. But that's actually a really good use case for it. I've seen it now used a lot in commercials, the QR code on the screen. I'm like, yeah, I like it like that. You know what I mean? It sends it right to your phone. Have you ever seen that?
What if you're looking at it on your phone?
That's a tough one. This is actually good for YouTube advertising. YouTube advertising, they know you're on the device that's a TV.
So
they opt for, if it's on TV, put a QR code on the TV.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so cool. So they can get the PaperStack link, save $100, May 31st, June 1st.
Well, cool. So the other thing actually, so I just got to say, the other thing that expires on April 30th, so hopefully you're watching this before then, the hotel room block.
Oh.
So make sure you're getting in on that. Cause that save a few dollars again with that room block.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can push out the hotel a little bit, but that's what the date they gave so far.
Okay, cool. Cool. So Nashville, May 31st, June 1st, full days of awesome networking events, axe throwing the night before on the 30th.
Yep.
And there'll be Ben and Jerry's ice cream for those that are interested. So
Ben and Jerry's.
There we go. And a lot of good education and good networking. So
yeah,
I guess that's it for this one. And Nathan, I look forward to seeing you and all the other happy fellows and ladies that we know up there. And we'll be
absolutely
good. This is good. Good or great. Good or better than last year. Let's hope for, you know, just as good or better.
Yeah, for sure. That's the goal.
Cool,
looking
man.
Forward to it. It's going to be fun.
I'll see you in a month then.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Are you new to the mortgage note industry? Have you been wanting to learn the step-by-step process to purchase your first mortgage note? Well, you're in luck. We've convinced our CEO, Rick Allen, to break down everything he knows about mortgage note investing. Through a series of 50 videos, you'll get everything from start to finish of where to purchase notes, how to purchase notes, and all of Rick's investing techniques he has developed over the many years. From performing note tactics to non-performing notes, Rick gives you everything he knows about investing. Bonuses include our glossary of industry terms, Rick's own proprietary calculators he created to evaluate notes, discounts from our partners, our Rolodex of vendors, a private Facebook group, along with a lot more. We've packed so much content into the Academy to take you from beginner to expert in no time. To learn more about the Academy, go to academy.paperstack.com/welcome. Again, that is academy.paperstack.com/welcome.